and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Farmers and Produce Trade and Commerce Promotion and Facilitation Bill 2020 and Farmers Empowerment and Protection Agreement on Price Assurance and Farm Services Bill 2020 through voice vote amid protest by opposition MPs and farmers' protests across Punjab and Haryana. The bills were passed in the Lok Sabha last week. India's largest software services firm, Tata Consultancy Services, has set up 11 first-line COVID-19 isolation centres within its premises in various cities in India, including Mumbai, Indore and Nagpur. These centres will provide medical support to associates and their dependents. Companies with not less than 300 workers will soon be allowed to hire and fire workers without seeking prior nod from the government. These changes have been proposed in the Industrial Relations Code Bill 2020, introduced in Lok Sabha on Saturday. As of now, only those industrial establishments with less than 100 employees are permitted to hire and fire their staff without permission of the government. Drugs Controller General of India has approved the commercial launch of India's first low-cost COVID test, Feluda, for commercial use. The Tata CRISPR and the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, Institute of Genomics and Integrative Biology have jointly developed the COVID-19 test. The final clinical trial of coronavirus vaccine by Oxford University and being manufactured by the Serum Institute of India will begin at the Sassoon General Hospital in Pune from today. Some volunteers have already come forward for the trial. Around 150 to 200 volunteers will be administered the vaccine candidate dose. The Rajya Sabha has passed a legislation that provides for up to 5 years in jail for those attacking doctors and healthcare workers fighting the COVID-19 outbreak or during any situation akin to the current pandemic. The Epidemic Diseases Bill 2020 was introduced by Health Minister Dr. Harshvardhan in the Upper House on Saturday to replace an ordinance issued by the government in April. Fitch Solutions has revised downward its forecast for fuel demand contraction in India to 11.5% in 2020, in line with further deterioration in the country's economic outlook. They have made a further downward revision to their India refined fuels demand forecast for 2020 from -9.4% to -11.5%, in line with further deterioration in the country's economic outlook. That's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.